This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match, and warm up they should, because one of these guys is going to have an opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. You players ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Welcome to Starcade. We are ready to go with a fine show for you today. Let's meet our contestants right now. You are?
My name's Troy Correa. I'm 21 years old, and I'm an impersonator of Gene Simmons of the rock band Kiss.
Oh, no kidding.
And for the past 5 years, I've been a top impersonator on the West Coast, and me and my friends dress up and go around to hospitals and carnivals and stuff on Halloween. To
say trick-or-treat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you wear all the Kiss makeup and everything?
Yeah, and the costumes, I make them all myself.
Have you ever met Gene?
No, not ever. Hope to. Sometime.
Well, good luck to you, Troy.
Thank you.
Hope you do well here on the show. And your opponent is?
Bob Goldman. I'm a computer engineer, 24 years old, from Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, they tell me you're a pilot.
That's right. I'm a private pilot. The funny story is when I first took my first cross country, I got lost.
Is that right? The funny thing is, Kevin is a pilot, too, and Kevin never got lost in his cross-country, but he's lost on the ground when he walks around. All right, good luck to you, too,
Thank
Bob.
You.
All right, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Moon Patrol. Moon Patrol is up for grabs. You two guys shake hands, Troy and Bob. Head over to the podiums, and while we do that, we'll have Kevin tell us about the five games today. Kev?
Jeff, Troy, and Bob will face a tough lineup of video games on today's show. First, we have Vega's Battle. Varga lives to conquer Earth. Then it's Pole Position 2, a race for the number one slot. Cube Quest, a challenge to race inside the space cubes. Mach 3, warming up for a fast takeoff. And Track and Field, a decathlon competition for two. Jeff?
All right, five good games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it the first three games. Automatically, you win a prize. And Kevin's going to tell our home audience what the mystery game is. Kev?
Today's mystery game, Cube Quest.
All right, Troy and Bob, I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. You all set?
Sure am.
All set, Troy? All right. In the Snake Lake screen of Congo Bongo, what pesky animals try to keep the hunter from reaching Bongo the gorilla? Bob.
Crabs.
No, sorry. It's not even one of the choices here. Snakes and scorpions or snakes and alligators? It was snakes and scorpions. Okay. Troy, that means you get to pick the first game.
Yeah.
What are we going to play?
Track and field.
Track and field. Okay, that's a lot of fun, not only to play, but to watch. So Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
Welcome to the Starcade Stadium. Our players are about to compete in two events of a decathlon competition. The decathlon includes the 100-meter dash, the long jump, the javelin throw, the 110-meter hurdles, the hammer throw, and the high jump. The players are now getting ready for the first two events, the 100-meter dash and the long jump. Choose your favorite athlete. We are about to begin.
All right, Troy, let's square off against each other here, Troy and Bob. Troy, you'll be player number one. You'll be player number two. When I say get ready, get set, go, the machine begins to cycle. You have to put your initials in, and then you will put your initials in, okay? The first event is the race, the 100-meter dash. If one of you does not qualify, the other person is automatic winner. We will not go on to the long jump. If you both qualify, then one of you, whoever is the fastest, is the winner. We go on to the long jump. I'll tell you about the long jump, a little hint with that. The longer you hold the jump button, the higher your angle of jump. About a 45-degree angle is close to the best you can do, okay?
Okay.
And you get three tries in the long jump in case you foul out or if you order to better your try. All right, I'll kind of guide you through this, and maybe you'll guide me through it. I don't know. If you're ready, you turn around. There's no time on this, as you know. Okay, get ready, get set, play. Where do you want to go, Troy? That's it. All right, you put your initials in, Bob.
on your mark. Get set.
There they go. Bob's on top, Troy on the bottom. Bob in the lead. The 30, the 40. Bob way in the lead. The 60, 70. Bob finishes, then Troy comes behind. Did Troy qualify?
The time,
yes.
10.52 seconds. The time, 11.44 seconds.
All right, Bob is 9,000 points. More. Troy, 7,000. We're on to the long jump. Oh, your first up for the long jump. Not quite qualified.
6.97
meters. Okay, Bob. All right, that looks like that's going to be all right. What happened? A little short.
6.5 meters.
Okay, Troy.
Distance
6.2. There's Bob. Let's see what happens here. A little short. Got to get more speed up.
Distance 5.8.
Here we go, Troy. Got to do it now. Okay, you're going for score, Bob. Oh, that might do it. No, sure. Doggone it, nobody qualified in the long jump. All right, that's it for track and field. What a wild event. Let's take a look at the scores. Bob, you have 15,780. And Troy, 15,060. Really close here at Starcade. We'll be back in just a moment so you get to pick the next game.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Moon Patrol. You'll be cruising on the moon, firing on low-flying saucers and lunar rocks that litter the surface, using your anti-gravity button to jump over those hazardous craters. Moon Patrol, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Well, let's check the scores after track and field. Troy, you have 15,060 points. Bob, you have 15,780. Very, very close. Really close, about 720 points between you. And there's still one more game to be played in this round. Total points scored on both games then will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. I have a question for you if you're ready. Hands on buzzers. What color are Bentley Bear's shoes in Crystal Castles? A, brown, or B, red? Bob.
Brown.
No, sorry, they're red. But you came closer this time. You got one of the choices.
Sure.
The shoes are red. Troy, you get to pick the next game.
Pole position two.
Pole position two it is. And Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
Gentlemen, to your racing machines. The race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await. The Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Gentlemen, start your engines. You'll be racing the Seaside track. Prepare to race for the pole position.
I love it when he does that. Okay, Troy, the game is pole position two. Now, when you guys tried out for Starcade, both you and Bob, you're matched up on your ability in the Seaside track. So that's the track both of you are going to choose and play today, right?
Okay.
All right, wish you good luck. Anything special that I can tell you about the Seaside track?
No.
You're
really.
Right. There's nothing I can tell you about the Seaside track. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to shift at about 190. Get ready. Get set. Pick that Seaside track there with your wheel. That's it. Drive.
The pole qualified.
Here goes Troy.
Thank you.
seconds. Seconds to go. Hang in there, Troy. $7,790. Well, Troy, I don't know if you have a death wish or what, but that was a little tough. Head on back. Here comes Bob. Now, Bob, you got lost in your airplane. Don't get lost in these cars.
Try not to.
Seaside is the track, as you saw from Troy. It's a very tough track. We'll wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds like he did.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. You're all
okay.
Set?
Sure am.
All right. Ready? Pick the track. Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
Here we go. Nice driving.
Thank
Very
you.
Nicely handled that seaside track. Head on back, Bob. Both of you had a chance to play pole position two in track and field, and now one of you is going to play for a special prize as we add up and total the scores to see who gets to play the name of the game board. Troy, you have a total so far of 23,850. Bob, you have 25,150. You've kept your lead. Come on down here, and you get to play the name of the game board. Let's see if you can get some more prizes here on Starcade. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, Kevin's going to tell you about what you're going to win.
Bob, if you can get 3 out of 4, to help sweeten your video fun, you'll win a $150 assortment of double truffle chocolates, double truffelettes, ecstasy pops, and double truffle cones, all yours from Double Truffle. And, Bob, if you get all 4 right, you'll win a collector's library worth over $300 from the company that brings all the great hits together from KTEL International.
All right, Bob. Good luck to you. Turn around and look in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Journey or Crawl?
Crawl.
Crawl is right. Number 2, Wacko or Cosmic Cruiser?
Wacko.
Wacko's right. Number 3, QB3 or Q-Bird?
Q-Bird.
Uh-huh. And the last one, Robotron or Catapult?
Robotron.
Robotron is right. You got it. Well, good for you. You're some player. It makes me a little nervous, though, that one of the guys dresses better than the MC. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Now for the most awesome racing event of this game century, the TX1 Racing Machine, another step in the direction of putting the player into the action. In the TX1, 3 monitors give the TX driver not only the road ahead, but the action taking place on the side as you race by. And the game itself is not just a one-dimensional playing game. Rather, it is a maze of tracks, 15 of them qualifying tracks, and 8 more that represent racing tracks around the world. And the choice of which track to race is up to the driver. The racing possibilities of the TX1 are truly awesome. Look for it, the TX1 Racing Machine. Let's get back to more Starcade, and here's Jeff Edwards.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, Troy, I hate to add to your troubles, but our computer scoreboard blew a chip here, and we gave you some extra points. It's instead of 23,850, it should be 22,850. There we are. But still, there's less than 3,000 points separating the two of you. And on Starcade, that doesn't mean very much. There's some games up there could score pretty high if you get to choose them. Now, we're at round 2. Only 1 game left to play, 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win Moon Patrol. So, Troy and Bob, here's your final question. In Monster Bash, where does the player meet Chameleon Man? A, Frankenstein's Castle, or B, the Graveyard? I'll repeat it. Troy.
Frankenstein's castle?
No, sorry. It's the graveyard. And Bob, that means you get to pick the last game we're going to play.
Mach 3.
Mach 3. Okay, score some points there. Mach 3 it is. Let's talk to Kevin and find out about that.
Mach 3 combines the speed of the F-15 fighter with the thrills of laser game realism. And suddenly, you're a part of an experience unlike any other, traveling at mind-boggling speeds, seeking out enemy targets which are enhanced by your onboard computer. You're about to take an incredibly realistic ride into the space age, traveling at Mach 3 speeds. Hang on, Bob.
Okay, now, you can choose, Bob and Troy, you can choose whether you want the fighter or the bomber screens. One thing is very important, and I've said this every time that we play Mach 3, and sometimes people don't listen. The machine gun trigger, you can hold down for continuous fire. But the missile or bomb button, you have to push like this. You can't just hold that down because nothing will come out. Okay? All right. This is Mach 3. Wish you good luck, Bob.
Thank you.
Turn around. Get ready. Get set. Go. $17,600 points. Way to go, Bob. Head on back. Here comes Troy. That is going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but you're a good game player. Maybe you can do it. We'll find out. The other day we saw somebody come back from 12,000 points. So we'll see if you can do that.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. Get set. Go. $5,300 flew a nice mission, but Troy, I'm not sure. In fact, I don't think it was enough. We're going to add up all the scores now and find out who's going to have a shot at their own video arcade game, Moon Patrol. Troy, you have $28,150, and Bob, you have $42,750. Well, Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
You did really, really well today. By the way, before we go on, I should tell everybody the mystery game today was Cube Quest. Cube Quest. You knew at home, but we want to let the guys know. And Troy, have to say goodbye to you. You're a good player.
Thank you.
Just things didn't go your way today, huh?
Yeah.
All right. We have some nice gifts for Troy. Bob, we have something special for you because you're our champion, and Kevin will tell you about that.
It's the Spectra Video SV-328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
And in just a moment, Bob's going to have a shot at his very own Moon Patrol. We'll see how he does right after these words. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, champ, now you have a chance to take home your own video arcade game. Moon Patrol is up for grabs. All you have to do is grab it.
Okay.
All right. During the commercial, we told you there's still two games left unplayed, Vegas Battle and Cube Quest. And we informed you that if you picked Vegas Battle, you'd have to score at least 4,504 points. If you picked Cube Quest, you'd have to score at least 3,361 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 players who play these same games. Now, understand, you reached your decision, you picked Cube Quest? It's hard for me to say it. Cube Quest?
Right.
All right, that's a wild and weird and wonderful game. And that means if you score 3,361 points or more in 30 seconds, you'll win the grand prize. That's Moon Patrol. So, Kevin, you tell us about Cube Quest. And Bob and I go over and get ready to play the game.
Cube Quest it is, a three-dimensional strategy game to capture the treasure star by traveling through the cubes, avoiding or eliminating tunnel hazards and the treasure guardians. It's an ominous laser fantasy inside the cubes, Cube Quest.
Cube Quest it is. Now, all I can tell you about this game, Bob, is when you're firing, try to stay at the outer edge. Just spin around as fast as you can and shoot as fast as you can, and maybe you'll make it.
Okay.
All right, get yourself set in there. In 30 seconds, you have to score 3,361 points. You comfortable?
Sure am.
All right. Get ready.
Okay.
Get set. Go. 361 points in 30 seconds. Good luck to you. All right, we're fine. 20 seconds. You did it! You did it, Bob! Way to go!
Hey.
All right, you're doing just great. You got yourself your own Moon Patrol. It's got everything here on Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards from Starcade. Hope to see you on the next show. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.